When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We're joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Boldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Boldy, unfortunately for both these New York teams, the most interesting thing to happen this past weekend was the plane flying over MetLife Stadium, basically saying Mara needs to clean up this mess, the dumpster fire, all that. Where are you at with evaluating this Giants team? And maybe less than the roster, but just Shane and Dable moving forward.
Well, I mean, it couldn't have been a bigger dumpster fire than having a field goal blocked with a chance to tie the game, at least to give the few fans left there a chance for maybe some overtime, a little bit more football. But, like, that sort of put the, I don't know, the crown jewel on top of this disaster of the whole thing. It was awful. The quarterback only, you can't get the ball to your star player, Malik Nabers, again for the first 17 plays. You can't draw up a play for him. I saw Cincinnati put Jamar Chase in the backfield on the first play and throw him a hit screen on the first play of the game. The first run of the game was a fly sweep to Jamar Chase. Like, they couldn't find enough ways to get him the ball. Why can't the Giants do something just so simple as to just get Malik Nabers the ball in his hands?
Well, I think the answer is because they don't have a good quarterback. I think you basically start with that.
True, I can flip it to him in the backfield. I can hand it off to him on a run. I could do a lot of different things if you don't even trust the quarterback.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, he's not a good player. And, the offense line is a mess. They can't keep anybody healthy. Runyon goes down last night. They got a backup playing left tackle. The right tackle is a backup player, even though he's the seventh pick in the draft. I mean, it's just, they can't keep their best players healthy. Dexter, Okereke, Deontay Banks. It's just falling apart. I don't know who some of these guys are playing on the defensive line right now. I mean, I studied this as hard as anybody, and you got to look up some of these guys that are playing out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance, Paul, that they go 0-9 at home for the first time in the history of the NFL, which obviously there's only been a 17-game season for a couple of years. But
you don't think they're going to beat Baltimore this week?
Yeah. They're going to get absolutely crushed. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, honestly, like I'm not being a cynic here because that doesn't do anybody any good. But, sometimes teams come in, the Pro Bowl voting is going on, and all that stuff is coming up. Sometimes teams come into bad teams, and they're like, here's where we're going to get our numbers. We're going to get our rushing numbers up. Derrick Henry's going to get back an MVP race. Lamar's going to get his numbers up for MVP. The sack numbers are going to come up. Like, this is where teams look at these kind of games. They're like, I'm coming to get my numbers this week. It's like a baseball player that goes 0-4 one day. Juan Soto goes 0-4. Well, I'm going to go 4-4 tomorrow against that third-string right-hander that I'm going to go up against. I mean, that's kind of how these teams look at these games.
Interesting. Interesting way to look at it. Listen, I would ask you about this player for the Jets, but he was already there, so I'm going to keep it to the Giants, okay, even though both teams should, in theory, be in the market for a quarterback. Sam Darnold's been really, really good. So I need to know, need to know, number one, we all know the stats. What do you see on film? I know that the coach is very gifted in terms of drawing stuff up, and that's a part of it. But Darnold for the Giants, I mean, does that make any sense next year? Would you play that?
Well, I mean, look, I saw Sam the last 2 weeks. I've done their national radio game against both Arizona and the Falcons. I've seen him both weeks live, talked to him both weeks. Saw Daniel Jones last week. Saw him smiling for the first time, like, in about 6 years, you know?
Yeah.
But like, it's just, I would say yes, because he was almost flawless on Sunday. But it's such a difference in organization. Like, it's such a well-built team. It's, you know, you got Justin Jefferson, and, you know, you got Jordan Addison and T.J. Hawkins and Aaron Jones and a good off. You know, they lose their starting left tackle. They go trade for one at the free agency deadline. Cam Robinson, who's a good player. Like, it's such a well-built team, well-coached team. If you told me that the Giants were going to be stable, well-coached, well-developed, like the money spent the right way, all that stuff, then I'd say, yeah, it's a good fit because he's playing great football right now. But if it's not, if it's going to be the same musical chairs and it's going to be just the way that they've operated, yeah, then he'll probably go backwards and not have the success we're watching right now.
But is the – I got you, and you laid out well. Is the real appreciable uptick in his performance? I mean, do you attribute that almost exclusively to scheme, or is Sam Darnold just better than many of us thought?
No, he's better than what you thought, but he's the player that came out of USC. He's a very good athlete. He's very smart. He's good arm. He's accurate.
Yeah.
But, you know, the scheme, the players around him, you know, he made a couple throws the other day where, I mean, you had to be a great quarterback with good movement and mobility to make the plays that he made. The touchdown to Jordan Addison down the field for 50-something yards. I mean, he made that play himself by just being able to manipulate and move in the pocket.
Yeah.
Why would the Vikings even let him go? Like, I know this idea, oh, he's going to be a free... It's McCarthy, who cares, J.J. McCarthy? The Vikings are 11-2. They're dominating with Sam Darnold. Why would they even let him go, Baldy?
Trade McCarthy and sign Darnold.
What's interesting about that is I spoke to the general manager there, who's a very sharp guy, and I said, you know, he goes, we're going to figure this out. We got plenty of time to figure this out. We're not in any rush right now. We just picked up Daniel Jones. Maybe we find something valuable in him, like with Sam. Maybe we find, like, if he takes him into the playoffs and plays well in the playoffs, they don't have to make any decision on McCarthy or anybody else. Like, they can figure out a medium price to keep Sam. Sam's loving it. Like, he loves living there. He loves the team, the coach. Like, he doesn't want to go. You know, now maybe a big contract someplace else makes him go, but I think they're going to try to keep him myself.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. One more from the Giants on me, Baldy. They can't have happened the way that it happened with Chicago. I've been saying for a while, either commit to Shane and Dable beyond just next year, where you assume they're going to have a young quarterback, and that's obviously what Chicago did, or clean house now going in with one of the top picks, if not the top pick in the draft. Do you think that the top pick should have an impact on where they're at, deciding whether they keep Shane and Dable together beyond this year?
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Well, I guess it depends on if the top pick, and if they're in that position. If they're in that position, it depends on who the quarterback is. I mean, Joe Burrow is out there, and he isn't. But, I mean, if you've got a real bona fide number one, whatever. I mean, I don't know if it's Shadur or Cam Ward or whoever these, whatever it is. If you really feel good about that, then I'd say start fresh, and rip it up. But I don't want to kill, Brian Daboll here. Like, I just see the frustration in his face when the quarterback can't make a throw, make the read, all the things that they have. Like, it's not fair to him. He doesn't have Josh Allen here, and he hasn't had it. So, like, I'm a little torn because I like Brian personally, and I think he can game plan, although yeah. I'm a little frustrated with some of the things I saw last week. But still, they got to draft better. They got to build the team better than they are. It always starts up front and in the trenches. They got to be better at team building than they have been, and then you could go from there. But I don't know. I mean, if they lose all these games, then you got to clean house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Baldy, we've seen, I don't want to overstate this, it's not like he's running around like Lamar, but the last couple of weeks we've seen a little bounce and a little mobility return for Aaron Rodgers, extending the pocket a little bit here. Listen, I don't want him back next year, but I'm also on the record that, if it's a Gruden or, if it's a Vrabel and they want to run it back once more with him, I'd obviously trust their football instincts. Are you seeing some stuff on film the last 2 to 3 games where you're like, all right, maybe he's getting a little healthier and maybe he's a little more viable than most of us thought at this point?
Well, he's definitely looks, better the last 2 weeks. They've had chances to win both games. The quarterback's supposed to drive you down the field against Seattle, down 26-21. Last week, you have a chance to go up 2 scores in late in the fourth quarter, and, you can't finish the drives. Now, their pre-snap penalties are off the charts ridiculous. They've had 25 of them in 13 games, and a bunch of them last week, they just killed their drives. But he's played a lot better. He's missed a couple throws that typically he does make, but he's rushing some things. The protection isn't great, but his mobility is much better. Made some explosive throws. Garrett Wilson was a dart down the middle of the field against Jalen Ramsey, and the throw to, Devontae in the middle of the field was a great read and great throw. Like, you got the explosive plays last week that they haven't had, and they all led to scores. And so they just can't finish games 3 weeks in a row against the Colts, Seattle, and Miami. They've had chances to win all of them. And a lot of that sometimes falls on the quarterback making those plays at the end of the game.
I mean, but their defense, Baldy, has been so bad all year long. I know Rodgers is a whipping boy, but come on. I mean, with that defense, I can't take it anymore with that Jet defense.
It's awful. Yeah. It's awful what Tua just did to him. What Anthony Richardson did to him, what Geno did to him. It's 3 weeks in a row where you just got to make a stop. You can't, they don't know what they're doing. That throw to Alec Pierce against the Colts still bothers me. Like, what Jalen Mills and Sauce were doing back there. Like, that's Anthony Richardson, who's like, that guy, that's the last guy I'm bringing to the state fair to go get the biggest teddy bear. He's not going to have to milk cartons down. And you give him that 39-yard throw.
Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, Baldy.
Frustration, guys. Frustration. Sorry.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, at least you're watching the other games. We're locked into these freaking Jets and Giants for weeks. The both of them. Yeah. I mean, look, we do watch the other stuff. We're going to have to now.
I'm going to go back and watch Matt Stafford put up 44, okay?
Yeah.
What a game. That was some game. That was fun.
Exactly. The Rams playing well. Game. All right, thank you, Baldy. We appreciate
it. See you, brother.
You bet, man.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldy, your host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day be delicious. When we come back, BT, let's talk about the Giants for a second. We haven't gotten into that. Whether it's Dable, Shane, what they do moving forward, Belichick, obviously, name out there. We'll do that and continue with the calls as well on Soto, 888-808-1019.